mortgage scams. When given the opportunity, criminals will target whom they perceive as the weakest amongst us. The Salt Lake Office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Utah Division of Real Estate have compiled a list of the potential top 5 mortgage-related rip-offs in 2010. Chief among them, a reverse mortgage scam targeting the elderly. Scam artists are always looking for new ways to reinvent the same crime, said Michelle Pickens, special agent and mortgage fraud coordinator with the FBI. The reverse mortgage scam is based on the straw buyer model, where they use senior citizens against their own mortgages. Reverse mortgages can be a legitimate way for homeowners to take equity from their homes without a monthly payment, which can be especially useful to seniors who need supplemental income during retirement. Unfortunately, con artists sometimes convince seniors they can live in a home for free, obtain a home loan under the occupant's name, and disappear with the equity while leaving the victim to repay the mortgage. Other schemes to be aware of include short sale fraud, in which a homeowner and a lender agree to sell a property for less than the mortgage amount. The fraud occurs when a distressed homeowner finds a prospective buyer and they secretly set a different sale price. While the lender does not know, the buyer is willing to pay more for the property and the homeowner pockets the difference. Another kickback scam is the builder bailout, which is more common in areas affected by a large surplus of unsold properties. A home builder offers excessive incentives to a buyer, but the incentives are disclosed as a down payment, leading the lender to believe there is equity in the property. Under those circumstances, the builder and the buyer are committing fraud. Fourth on the alert list are loan modifications, in which companies charge up to $2,000, promising to make a homeowner's mortgage payment more affordable. But some homeowners report that they didn't get what they paid for. The final scam on the list is affinity fraud, where con artists pretend to be members of or exploit their membership in a particular religious, ethnic, or professional group. They often enlist respected community or religious leaders from within the group to spread the word about the scheme. Many times, those leaders become unwitting victims of the fraudster's plan.